This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Well, the Celtics did it again. But this time they didn't miss 45 three-pointers. They blow another 20-point lead to the New York Knickerbockers. And this one was kind of eerily similar to the last one in that the guy who comes up with the final possession in the steal was Mikal Bridges. Just steals it. And is like,
just saves it for the opportune moment. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if he does this in all four games, he may be like series MVP and not score very many points. But as it was last night, they didn't miss 45 threes, but they missed 30. So on the series, the Boston Celtics are now 25 of 100 from beyond the arc.
75 missed threes, an NBA record for two games.
Which could make the Timberwolves feel better.
Yeah, you know.
Because they were, what, 12 of 76?
Yeah.
And that was,
and that's,
like...
That's nothing. That's really that's bad. Grape nuts to,
yeah,
Celtics have done.
Like 24 more threes to miss here. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I mean, if you ask the Rockets, it's capable of missing 27 straight.
Yeah, but 12 of 76 and you have to 24 to equal what the Celtics have done, they would have to have gone 13 of 24 to get to 25 of 100. The Timberwolves still
on pace,
really bad
on pace,
really stinking bad at shooting three pointers. But this was a horrific meltdown by the Celtics yet again. And there are a lot more questions than answers for Boston fans, because the last game it was, you make a couple threes here, you make a couple threes there, and things are going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Well, when it happens again,
uh-oh. Look, man. This game started, and I went, oh, it's going to be like that. For those that don't know, the Boston Celtics came out of the gate and beat the ever-living crap out of the Knicks for the first, 8 minutes? I think they had 4 points in the first 8 minutes.
Yeah, it was after one quarter, it was 24-13,
but they had 8 points in 8 minutes of action.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, sweet Jesus, this is going to be bad.
But what happened in the fourth quarter?
You got absolutely nothing from Boston and everything from the Knicks.
The Knicks are a diesel engine. They just warm up, they get revved up, and when they get humming, man, they are a tough team to stop.
Josh Hart was the guy in the boat with a bucket in each hand bailing water for three quarters. Because Jalen Brunson was cheeks. For three quarters.
OG and Anobi was cheeks for a game.
No, they said, oh, that's right. OG can't go left. Just play his right hand. that's how that went.
Adjustments.
But Brunson just shot after shot after shot after shot in the fourth quarter. Him and Mikal Bridges showed up big time. And big hat tip to Tibbs. The thing he got criticized for, taking Mitchell Robinson off the floor and not making the team foul him and put yourself in the bonus, he looked at the Celtics and went, no, no, we're going to keep you on the floor. And the Celtics bought the bait and absolutely went brain neutral. You could see Tibbs was going to put OG back on the floor. But they were like, he's like, oh, no, they're going to be stupid. They're going to foul him. And they put the freaking Knicks in the bonus with 2:43 to go.
I would have fouled Mitchell Robinson after this.
Knicks since 2003. They only had 13, but they outscored Boston by two in the second quarter. And it was a 9-point game at the half with Boston out top as the...
Oh, my goodness.
Holy smoke.
Now you know why you wrap him up early?
Oh, no.
Whoa. As dazzling as that score was, this was just the opposite.
Happens, though.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, Reggie. That was quite possibly the worst free throw attempt I've ever seen in my life.
I've seen some pretty egregious ones.
The net didn't even move.
Yeah.
He airballed it so badly, the net didn't even move.
We've seen Shaq do that a few times. We saw Dwight do that a few times. Remember, that's where Hack-a-Shaq came from.
Golly, Mitch is a
52% career free throw shooter, so he's actually not the worst free throw shooter we've ever seen. He's down there. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, you see the volatility there. But the Celtics did what the Thunder did in a sense of like, why are you not running clock? Why are you like intentionally fouling? You're putting the Knicks in the bonus because that was the thing is. They were at two fouls when they fouled Rich Robinson twice, and then Tibbs goes, okay, now I can take him off, because they weren't in the bonus yet. If you're going to do that, you got to do it 3 minutes earlier.
Yeah, you have to be in the bonus. Like, so you do send that guy to the free throw line. They were fouling him. They could have fouled anybody. They could have fouled anybody on the floor, but they didn't. Like, it was – Joe Mazzulla is not getting nearly enough – of the blame because Jason Tatum is.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear what Joe Mazzulla said about the Mitchell Robinson fouls?
I think we have.
Do we have it?
No. I don't know which one it is.
Okay. Well, long and short of it was he wanted to get Mitchell Robinson off the floor because he was such an impact.
But well, he was.
But here's the thing: if you were the Celtics, what is your team set up to do? Is it set up to neutralize a heavy-footed rim protector who wants to stay in drop coverage?
No.
Isn't that the guy that you want on the floor?
Yeah, I think it is.
So why the hell are you trying to get him off the floor? I don't care how much impact he's having. Your team, your identity, everything you were set up to do is to keep that dude on the floor as long as possible so you can mercilessly hunt him. That's them admitting that they can't do it.
Mitchell Robinson, though, is plus 32 through two games, plus minus.
That's
like, he is...
Oh, yeah, no, he's been incredibly impactful.
He has been incredible. So
but
the
that's
idea
the
to get him off the floor is sound. The execution is poor because he's kind of doing everything else to kind of to keep the Knicks in the game. Look, outside of that, there needs to be this come-to-Jesus moment that the Boston Celtics have of, hey, guys, take ball to rim.
Mm-hmm.
Drive kick. Yes, that is what we do. But you guys are still talented enough, especially the Jays, to get to the rim. Get to the rim. Do it. Why are we not even seeing that? It's wild.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
And that, to me, is where Joe Mazzulla needs to get a little bit more of the criticism, because it's just sloppy right now all the way around. And
they're having an identity crisis. If you're worried again, yes, Mitchell Robinson has been impactful, but your team is set up.
Mm-hmm.
Your identity is set up to take advantage of him and his prototype as a player. If you are not fundamentally executing that, that is a major problem, and that is a huge reason why they are down 2-0, because they're having an identity crisis. They are not able to be who they want to be with him on the floor, but yet they're designed to be the most effective with a player like him on the floor. That is just two things going against each other that don't make sense, and if the Celtics can't solve for that, they're screwed.
Kristaps Porzingis not being available really at all is also an issue. And this is the weirdest illness. You brought this up yesterday. He got sick in March and came back. He's played and now it's back again.
He can't get his wind.
But
like he can't breathe. Like,
but how? But why? Like this is why it's so weird. It's like why now?
Yeah, it's
You were fine in the last round.
Even then he was. I guess he was fighting it. Is what I've heard from Celtics media. But it's like it's getting worse. Like
that's
like,
scary.
As a human, like that. I've ticked the basketball. Out of it.
Scary.
It is. It's like this is a very big guy with a very big set of lungs, man. Like that's.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's not great.
And that obviously hurts them. That hurts them. Big time.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.